You know what movie I was thinking about in the shower today?
What?
Caveman.
With Ringo Starr?
With Ringo Starr. And who was the Raider? Was it Lyle Alzado?
Was it?
There was one. It might have been Lyle Alzado. There was a Raider. And then I remember somebody ended up in dinosaur poo. And wasn't there like a...
The giant mosquito?
Oh, yeah. That got smashed on his head. There's like goo coming out of it. I remember watching that on HBO as a little kid. And wasn't there like a supermodel in it or something?
Yeah, it was Barbara Bach.
Was it? Oh, Daisy Duke.
That's Catherine Bach.
Oh, who's Barbara Bach?
Barbara Bach, Ringo Starr's future wife.
All right. Who's the better Bach? If you had to choose a Bach, which one are you going with?
Bach, Bach. Thanks, East Bunny. Bach, Bach.
Thank you, Easter Bunny.
I love both those Bachs.
Yeah.
You know what? I was thinking of it the other day.
Double Bach.
I was singing my, I was doing my Waylon Jennings impersonation.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good old boys.
I was here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We were singing together.
It wasn't on the podcast, was it?
I don't think we were recording yet.
Yeah. Never mean no harm.
So it just got stupid before I even
Somehow
started recording.
The mountain might get him, but the law never will. Making a way.
All right, that's not
the only way they know how.
I can't resist.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
And then it's a slow mo going over dirt jump. And it's like, I wonder how many frames of 1967 Chargers they bent filming that show. You'd see that car land, and you could just see the interior just twist, and you'd be like, that car can never be driven again.
Yeah.
Those things are so big. My friend had a 72 Charger.
Yeah.
And we park in the driveway. It was bigger than his van. He had a white van, and it was like a foot and a half longer than a van.
Yeah.
And wider. The thing was a tank.
Tom Wopat and John Schneider, how many times do you think they bonked their heads on the roll bars of that thing trying to jump in the windows?
Hey, you want to hear a fun fact?
Yes.
The remember when the Cousins replaced him? Remember when they
like evil cousins?
They wanted new contracts or something.
Oh, in real life.
Yeah, in real life, and then they walked off the show, and then they got their cousins, the Duke Boy Cousins, came in and replaced them for like a season or
two.
Yeah, one of those guys is from Butler, Pennsylvania. That's like the biggest actor ever to come out of Butler, Pennsylvania is the dude that played like Bo Duke's cousin for a season or two.
I remember my dad coming in the living room, seeing me watch that. You know, I'm what, 10?
Yeah.
I'm watching the show and
Friday nights.
And he comes in, he's like, goddamn, Bo Duke, 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 Puke Duke.
I live for that show. Every Friday, Dorito, I get a Doritos and a Coke, and it was just like game on. The Duke boys are on. And I pull a big compound bow out of the trunk and just launch
it. Right, yeah,
it would like Rambo
dynamite.
Arrows. Exactly. They're going over these jumps over swamps, and they got dynamite in their trunk.
They'd be in prison for that.
It's just derelicts running moonshine.
ATF would be down on them and would shoot them with a bazooka.
What was a Roscoe P. Cole? I love it. Yeah, what was his dog's name?
His deputy was Enos.
Wasn't it Cletus first, and then it was Enos?
Was it?
Well, didn't Cletus have a spinoff?
Yeah, Boss Hogg, and then Roscoe P. Coltrane's dog, Lightning, or something like that.
Was it the same dog that was in Smokey and the Bandit?
No, that was Fred.
Okay,
Fred?
Yeah, but I'm saying might literally have been the same actor dog.
Oh, maybe. Could have been.
The big sloppy basset hound just like, okay, let's start the show.
All right.
Just some good old boys. I could sing that all day. Just a car coming over dirt, coming off its wheel.
Oh, sure.
And it's got like $1,000 mag rims.
Uh-huh. There's no way.
Yeah, exactly.
Those boys had to be selling heroin.
I know. They got this awesome car. And then like all the cop cars, these white pieces of shit. Like,
right.
And they can't drive way out of a parking lot.
Ford Crown Victoria.
Yeah, the Duke boys are just jumping like, they're jumping school buses, and all of a sudden here comes Cletus, and he wrecks into a post office. Driving down Main Street. It's like, can you just make a left turn and not wreck one time? Oh, there you go. Another car in the swamp. What's the budget in police cars in Hazard County?
That was such a ripoff.
Their taxes
though.
Must have been out of hand. Seriously, I had to buy a new cop car every day. every once a week. What happened to the cop car? Well, ended up in the fucking swamp again because we were chasing those stupid Duke boys, but we can't go out their house and arrest them. That, we have to wait till they jump a fucking river.
That was such a ripoff of Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, totally.
Because Boss Hogg and Roscoe were the same. They were Jackie Gleason split into two characters.
Exactly.
And then the feckless.
The dumb, the tick turd. That's my golden age of television right there, is when you had the Smokey the Bandit on the air on HBO running every 2 hours, and then every Friday was and then there's the other spinoffs like BJ and the Bear.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Hey there, where are you going? Nowhere. He says you have to call just one place home.
And then
he's going everywhere. And then it's BJ.
Best friend. Cannonball Run. You got sure. Cannonball Run, and then what else do you got? You have Convoy.
Oh,
such a great
Convoy's the best.
Yeah, Rubber Ducky. Oh, it's great.
No, Rubber Duck.
Was it Rubber Duck?
Yeah.
I remember in Smokey and the Bandit 2 or 3. They were. I think it might have been 3. Two rigs were smashing in and squishing a Canadian police car. This had to have been 3. And they were said, it was a great line. One of the truckers went, "Looks like we're making a Canadian bacon sandwich."
Wow.
Yeah. When the people that you know don't like you.
That's the longest intro ever. 15
minutes of treasure and friendships and tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Artificial Friends Podcast.
Sorry for that beginning.
I'm Andy Chaley. That's Josh Fligger over there of the Butler, of Pennsylvania. Fliggers.
We just started. We just literally.
We did.
Started.
Larry Morgan is on assignment, yes, as is Sam Farmer on assignment.
Where's Sam this week?
Don't know.
Was he Cleveland last week?
It was Cleveland last week in lovely Cleveland.
Oh, he might be in L.A. Because they're playing Monday night against the Browns.
Maybe so. He just tweeted a picture earlier of where they store the giant flags that they put across the field.
Giant? Oh yeah, I always wondered about that.
They hang them on hooks. Like they keep it all stretched out, but it like hangs on a row of.
Is it true? If an American flag touches the ground, it's supposed to be burnt.
Flame.
It's supposed to be burnt?
Something like that.
So what do they do with that? Because you know it's touched the ground.
Well, then you get in trouble for burning the flag.
Wait, do you just burn the part that touches the ground?
Yeah. You're not supposed to burn it. You're just never supposed to let it happen.
Well, I thought... I know that you could turn them into, like, the vets, the VA, when they got old and raggedy. Because you're not supposed to, like, throw them in the garbage, right? And what? Then they do like a proper disposal.
Oh yeah, they're supposed to incinerate.
Yeah,
them.
You can't just fucking throw it.
No, she's like, yeah,
yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, they incinerate them properly.
Yeah. All right, let's start talking before I say something stupid.
All right. So
again,
I'm just going to warn you right now at the beginning.
You're gassy.
At the beginning of this episode, that at some point during the episode, towards the end, I'm guessing we will probably hear 8 and 9 year old boys raising hell outside of the door here.
Is there any other exit? There's no other window or anything?
There is a birthday party of sorts going on.
Here?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, okay, so here's what happened.
Kegger?
Yeah, I wish.
Party ball.
You didn't bring a beer.
No.
Damn you.
I offered. You said no because you had to do something. What are you doing?
Going to see Mark Knopfler.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, so Silas turns 9 tomorrow.
Actually. Oh, okay. So it's his party.
It is.
It's Kegger.
So he, like his mother, likes to spread it out over the course of a quarter
birthday
of a year.
Month.
Yeah. A month of bracing. And the last few months have been the anticipatory, the lead up to this, where he talks about nothing but this. What do you want to talk about going to my birthday party? And anyway, so Friday was Disneyland.
Oh.
He's been talking about it forever. And we decided to go ahead and do that. I don't have two nickels to rub together.
Did
but
you do like afternoon or did you spend
No, we did
the night.
All day.
Oh, so you took off?
Yeah, we left here like 6 a.m.
Okay.
And went on a Friday.
That's the way to do it.
And went down there and were there until, we got home at midnight.
Oh, that's too much.
It was an 18-hour trip. Well, we had to stay for the fireworks.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we did.
No, you don't have to.
We did.
Well, you did, but you don't have to.
Listen.
That's too much.
We definitely put our time in and got our money's worth for the. Well, we didn't get our money's worth because it's
$700
fucking mortgage payment. But, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Anyhow, we go, and so here's the thing: we go in, and you know he's all he's talking about is going to Star Wars Land, right? Mm-hmm. Doing the Millennium Falcon thing. That's all he can talk about for months and months and months and months and months. And we get there, we get to the park, and it's like, okay, you know, you want to get there quickly, and if you get there quickly, maybe you can still get a reservation at the cantina and so forth. We don't know that you're supposed to do those ahead of time.
Right.
Yeah, find out you can do those 2 weeks ahead of time for the cantina, but we got bunk information on that. But I'm thinking, got to get there, because, you know, I think it's only standby to ride it, and maybe they'll cut it off if it gets really busy after a while. So we... are thinking, let's go straight there. He's like, no, I want to go over here in New Orleans Square, and I want to maybe ride Indiana Jones or maybe the Haunted Mansion. I'm like, you understand that? He goes, it's my birthday.
All right.
I'm like, okay, all right. Hey, you call the shots, yep. Cowboy. But you might regret this later. So anyway, but I don't. I don't want to harp on it the whole time. I want him to have fun, and I want him to lead the way.
Right,
and
but you also don't want to. You don't want to get that gigantic disappointment.
Just trying to manage expectations.
You know what's going to happen.
Yes. So anyway, we do go do the Haunted Mansion. He and I, while Mom and Viv go do something else, and they go off and do their thing. Like they were going to go and do Autopia.
Also, you had the park Autopia? Hopper ticket things.
Cause, no,
cause
no.
Isn't, oh no, that's the Cars.
Yeah,
that's just little go karts. Yeah, that's over by.
It's not in Cars Land. Cars.
Yeah, right. It's by where
Tomorrowland.
Nemo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, they were going to go do that while we did the mansion. We get out of there and we're going to Rendezvous, and I get a text. We decided to do Snow White instead. I'm like, okay. He's like, wait, they can't change their mind. I'm like, they absolutely can change their mind.
They
can do whatever they want. Are you kidding me?
It's my birthday. You go to the rides I want you to go to.
Just managing everything brings out the best in people. And anyway, so we finally do get to Star Wars Land. We walk in, and it's pretty impressive.
I keep forgetting it's there.
We look up at the sky, and I'm like, Silas, look at that. Oh, my God. They did everything down to a T. Look at the moon. It looks perfect. It just looks like so real. It's like, that is the moon. I'm like,
You buffoon.
But it was really good.
Did you get the cantina thing?
No, we never got it.
Did he bring it up? Was he upset at all?
Yeah, he was pissed, but, you know, I'm like, what are you going to do? Anyway. We probably could have got in if we would have gone straight there. And been one of the first ones. We probably could have gotten in.
What was the most impressive part of Star Wars Land? Is it called Star Wars Land?
It's called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Okay.
But anyway,
everybody's calling it Star Wars.
It looks cool. And we go in there and to the ride, to the Millennium Falcon ride, right? And we go up to the line, and there's a long line,
sure.
A 40-minute wait or whatever. And I say to the woman, I said, so are there fast passes for this somewhere? She goes, no fast passes for this. I said, okay. But she heard me talking with Laura and the kids. Viv was scared and didn't want to go on it, although she's tall enough. She just freaked out by stuff like that. So it was going to be me going with Silas, and then you know maybe she could go later or whatever. The woman heard us saying that. She said, you know, you can do the rider switch. And that's where, you know, you ride, and then at the end, she takes them in, and they can go to the front of the line the second time through. So that you only have to wait in line one time for both parents to do it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah. You can do that.
So, wait, I only have one kid, so I don't have to worry about that.
But no, you have, well, I guess that's true. So it wouldn't work for you.
Do the rider switch with my wife?
Let's say it was a two-person ride where you wanted to ride side by side. And you obviously can't do that with the both of you. So you could go on the ride, right? You wait in line. You get up to the front of the
ride. All three of us are waiting in line.
No.
Just me.
Just you and him. And you get up there. You ride the thing. And then at the you give the ticket back to her. Or, you know, she takes her ticket and he takes hers. They go up to the front and they scan them. And you can go to the front of the line then, like the Fast Pass entrance. You don't have to wait in she wouldn't have to wait in line. As a family, you're only waiting in line one time.
But would Owen be able to ride the ride twice?
Yeah, he rides twice. Each of you ride once.
Interesting maneuver.
Yes. Well, not only that, she says, I see it's your birthday. So, and you're wearing an LA Dodgers hat. She said, you don't need to wait. She took him all the way to the front.
Nah.
Yeah. Nice. Goes in. Yes, it was so, cool. And it wasn't very busy in the first place. But,
well, 40-minute wait.
Yeah, there was that. But anyway, it was his birthday.
Anytime you can get to the front of the line.
It was fantastic.
It's a treat.
So she takes us. We go all the way up there. And I get to be an engineer on the flight.
Okay.
And he's a gunner. Oh. And right, so there are three different jobs.
Don't get cocky, kid.
There's engineer, there's gunner, and there's pilot, right? And so we do the ride, and she said, hey, when you come back up here, when she comes back up here with him, say you want to be a pilot, so he gets a chance to do that. And I'm like, okay, good looking out. So we do the ride, and it's awesome because basically, like, there's a panel, you know, on each side for that person that's over there, and it's over here for you. And lights come start blinking. And they're like, if you see shit blinking, smack it. Close the door. They didn't say it quite that way, but
touch the blinky.
What did she
stuff?
Say? It was the woman said, "If it's blinking, it's probably important. So hit the switch or whatever." So they close us in there, and we do the ride. And so the lights start blinking, and I have to do this to fire the catapult. It's like, oh, you hit that switch, and then it happens in front of you see it.
Really?
Happen in front. Yeah, it's really cool.
What happens if you just didn't do it? You just
it'll eventually do it anyway.
Right, it'll be like, all right.
They're not going to ruin it for the other five people if you're a fucking dick.
You go on strike. Yeah. You're like, fuck out. I'm not in the engineers union.
No. But what's cool is, like, the pilot and our time around was useless. They didn't know what the hell was going on. They might as well have been on a merry-go-round. it's like,
right turn, Clyde.
Make the light to jump speed, and there's a big
That everybody knows in the movie.
You pull it back. Right.
That's the whole reason you're a pilot is to pull that lever.
You're right. And so they don't.
It's like
touch
they literally show it in the commercial. The one thing that you get to do as a pilot,
and there's a big
that little silver joystick.
Yes, there's like a big rectangle blinking around it. Like, do this, and they're like sitting on their fucking fingers. Anyway, so eventually,
just reach up behind them and grab it and pull it.
The hyperspace effect starts anyway, right? And eventually it gives them like 10 seconds to do it, and if they don't do it, it goes ahead and does it. Silas got to do that the next time, I guess. You know, pull the thing and go to hyperspace.
That's the whole reason to go to that thing. It was so cool.
It was awesome. And so really enjoyed that. We got that done like in the first, 15 minutes we were there. He rode that thing twice. Then we go over, and he wanted to ride some bullshit thing. What was it? Oh, it was a Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I couldn't get on. He's too. That freaked him out. He was too scared of that.
Really, Mr. Toad?
Yeah. Isn't a little.
This is boring.
You know what's creepy in that park that you don't realize is creepy until you're on it. Have you rode the Winnie the Pooh ride?
Mm-mm.
It's a big LSD trip. If you were on LSD and you rode that, you'd pull your hair out and murder someone. It's freaky. Like, it's just all this weird stuff going on. Like, I remember looking like at Cindy, because we had three in a cart and Owen was in the middle, and looking at Cindy and being like, this is messed up. I don't even know what's going on. It's like this weird party or something, and it's just like all these weird, crazy things. I look down at Owen, and he's just like staring at shit like, what is happening? It was, if I was high, it would be fun to do, but it wasn't fun to go with the family.
if you're inebriated
and you're by yourself and you want to see messed up stuff, go ride the wheel.
Right.
Winnie the Pooh ride.
I'll tell you a little secret. We went out for lunch to downtown Disney
because
we couldn't get in the cantina. So we go down to we wanted to go somewhere where we could have a glass of wine, right?
Right.
So we go down to downtown Disney to eat. Then you go back into the park. I find, surprisingly, that roller coasters are a little easier if you've had a glass of wine.
Everything's a little easier.
It really is. The whole thing was just easy.
Except we're driving.
Anyway, so we do that bullshit ride. And then we go on to Toontown. That's where we met up with the girls. And while they're...
That's where the big fight took place a lot, wasn't it? Remember that fight that was on YouTube? Or like somebody filmed a big family fist fight in Disney?
No.
It was like this big family, I don't know, it was like five or six people, and like a fist fight, just like a brawl breaks out in Disneyland. It was in Toontown, and they come and find out later that they were all family members.
Jesus. So nice. It brings out the best
of people. Exactly.
Anyway, we went there, and they were trying to get in line for Minnie Mouse's house. Mm-hmm. And we go there, and I'm like, what, do you want to do something here? And he's like, well, we could do Roger Rabbit or the Donald Duck or whatever, Goofy's roller coaster or whatever that is. And I'm like, let's do the roller coaster. It's, you know, that'll be a good first one for you. So we go and we do, I forget what it's called, but we go and we do that thing, Ratchets something, something. And that roller coaster, he had fun. He really enjoyed it. And it was fun to see him, you know, smiling. And I'm like, okay, cool. We can do anything at this point then. But it lasts about 35 seconds.
And then it's, yeah.
It's done. So we're like, this would be great for Viv. And Viv goes on it, and she hates everything. She's scared of everything. She was, you know, still kind of crapping her pants at the end of it. But in retrospect, she said she liked it. Anyway, I'm leading up to I get him, and we do, the rider switch thing, but we go on Hyperspace Mountain. They took Space Mountain and made it Star Wars themed.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was so much fun. He had so much. The look on his face. There was a couple in front of us, and they're like, "Hey, it's your birthday, huh?" And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "This is his first time on a Space Mountain, on Hyperspace Mountain." They're like, "Oh, this is my favorite. This is really good." They were like 30, and so they're just being like, "You want to go in front? You could be in the front of the car." And he's like, "No, I'm okay." Anyway, at the end of the ride, we pull into the station, and they immediately look around to see him. He just like breathes out, he goes, "Whoa!" It was fantastic.
I haven't been on that ride. I've never been in the California one, but I've been to the one in Orlando.
Yeah,
and I just remember it being just like a roller coaster in a dark room.
It's great though.
I know. I remember having it like being like, "Wow, that was great!" But I remember that being like at the time was the roller coaster to ride in anywhere, and being like, "That was cool." But at the end, I was just like, "It was just a roller coaster in a big dark room."
What's the scariest roller coaster you've ever been on?
I don't know. There's these big old ass wooden ones in Kennywood. Yeah, they're scary. They're not scary because you feel scared riding. It's scary because you're like, this thing, I can feel it wobbling in the wind. You know what I mean? Like, that's scary. There was one in Cedar Point where you got on and it was like...
Cedar Point in Ohio. Toledo? Sandusky, Ohio.
Yeah, and it was... the roller coaster was above your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you got on and it was like a seat and your feet...
I forget what the name of that was.
Your feet dangled from it and it would go and do twists and stuff. And that one, I remember, was pretty cool. But I mean, I don't get scared of roller coasters that much. I love them, but I don't ever remember. Did you ever get sick riding a roller coaster?
Yes,
you did. Did you barf?
I almost did.
You did?
I almost did. It was what is the Cedar Point? What do they have?
Well, mind you, this was probably 25 years ago. It might not be there anymore.
It could have been taken down. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the corkscrew, the cross current.
You know what one I think would
that
would freak me out is like those Superman, the drops.
No, the one that fucked me up.
I think those will freak me out.
The one that messed me up the worst was up at Six Flags, up at Magic Mountain.
I've still never been there.
Really?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Owen to get. No, I have no reason to go there by myself.
It was up at Six Flags, and it was the Batman? Anyway, it's the one that...
Is it Joker?
It was like green or something.
Yeah, it might be the Joker.
Was it?
Maybe.
Almost 15 years ago, probably, that I did this. But it's the one that goes corkscrew. You're hanging in it, right?
Right.
It has the shoulder harness and you're hanging in it.
Right.
So you can go upside down or whatever.
Yeah.
And you go and it does a corkscrew twice and you go in all the way to the end. Then it does the same thing backwards. I almost puked.
Did you want to do just close your eyes and pray to get through it?
No, I had to keep my eyes open. I have to try to keep my eyes on the horizon a little bit.
Oh, I closed my eyes. That's
oh,
what I probably
God, did. It was the worst, man. And I hadn't eaten anything really up until that point. And I get off. Lara's like, "You look green." I was the color green. It was, and then she had this pickle. These dill pickles.
She had this pickle out of nowhere. She's standing there holding a pickle.
And she goes, "You want a bite?" I'm like, maybe. And I took a bite of it.
What are you thinking? I got so many side stories on pickles right now. I forgot to bring them, but I just made a 9 quarts of pickles a month ago, and they're just today. Yesterday was the first day I tried them, and they were delicious. I want to bring.
What kind of pickles?
Just like hot, just pickles, just dill pickles, pickled pickles. And we went to a fair yesterday, the LA County Fair, and I almost.
It's still going on?
This weekend is the last weekend, and I almost got deep fried.
Where is it? Pomona?
Yeah. What's the racetrack out there? Is the Pomona for it's right by that
Pomona
racetrack.
Raceway.
But they had deep fried bacon wrapped pickles, and I almost
bacon wrapped pickles.
Yes, deep fried. Oh, that sounds awesome, right?
It sounds like it's wet. There's nothing worse than wet bacon.
Well, maybe when they fried it crisps up. Wet bacon.
You don't know.
It's got to be good. They sell it at the fair.
All right. Is that the best thing you had?
I didn't eat. No, I had French fries.
It wasn't a cheat day? How can you not go on and make it a cheat day?
You know why? Because I went up, and every time I got in line, I'm going to tell you the truth, I looked at the menu, and two things happened. I felt guilty, and I'm like, do I really want to do this to my body? Do I really want to get something that is 6,000 calories?
Wow.
Like that? And
that's gross.
And then I was like, I'm not paying fucking $15 for a hot dog.
Right. Yeah,
that was the other thing. When I looked at the price and it was like $17.50 for a fucking gyro, I'm like, eat me sideways. I'm not taking that thing. I wanted a corn dog and they were like, it was $11. Seriously, it's hard to justify. Like, I'm just looking at it, and it's not. I'm not cheap. I just can't justify spending that much money on something that's not worth it. It's just, I don't find any value in that. I'd rather just not eat.
Right. Well, if you get like the.
If I starved, I would get something. But
hamburgers are so expensive, even at fast food places.
Dude, Burger King. I spent $20 like a month ago to take Owen to Burger King, and I got just like a little meal, just, you know, nothing fancy.
Right.
And he got a Happy Meal, and it came out to over $20.
That's ridiculous.
I know. And I was like, I'll never go to Burger King again.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So
do you want me to bring pickles next time?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? They're a little hot. They're spicy, though. I don't know. How are you with spicy foods?
I love spicy food.
Do you like hot sauce and stuff?
Sure.
Okay, I thought that turned you off. I thought you were like one of the people that didn't like anything hot.
No, I'm not one of those people that like goes after the ghost peppers, you know?
Yeah, but I mean
really
like...
gets off on super hot stuff. I don't want it so hot that
yes.
I can't enjoy my life.
But like you're not afraid of a little Tapatio or
no,
a little
Cholula or whatever. No.
Okay. All right. I thought you were that way. I thought for some reason you didn't like hot sauce.
No, I
stuff.
Love it.
Okay. I'll bring it in. They're a little glowy. There's definitely some dried chili peppers in there and...
All right.
I'm a proud pickler.
All right. A couple of questions for you. Some housekeeping stuff. Talking to Laura,
mm-hmm.
and she was talking about the podcast. She goes, you need more structure. And she said it just like that.
And what was the odds that you're going to hear about that comment?
I don't think she'll listen.
She's not going to listen to this. So do you want to bullet point out what we need to talk about every week?
I think that maybe we're going to – what I think we should do when we don't have Sam and what's the other guy's name?
Lawrence?
When we don't have them here, we should have them at least check in with a recorded message so we can laugh
totally.
And point. I think that that's something that we should do from here on out.
Did you run it by them?
I haven't yet.
Okay, well.
I'm running it by you right now.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a fantastic
idea.
I
think you should bug them every week.
Also, I was thinking about this.
What?
Well, for the kids' school, mm-hmm. Somebody asked me to look into a certain promotional item for people that give to the school. And I was doing that research, and I came across coffee mugs.
Okay.
I'm wondering if there are people out there that would be delighted to have a Your Artificial Friends coffee mug.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
In fact,
I'm not going to say anything more, but I think that's a fantastic idea. I think that's a great idea.
All right.
It's one that I've had in my head for a while, but I was going to do something else with it. But I think we should do it. That's a great idea. I want one. I'll buy one off
you. I'd want one.
I want four.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
I'll look into it.
Well,
I'll see about
that. Isn't there like a website where you can design it?
I think so.
And then they basically you don't have to pay for it. They just you design it, and then
the
people buy it, and they take like 30%, and then we get like 60%.
Right. So, imagine the beer we could buy.
Imagine the beer mugs. Yes.
It would like pay for the audio boom hosting fees.
If you're listening and you want a mug and you think this is a good idea, or you have ideas of stuff that you might.
Because we're coming up on 2 years of this thing.
Holy hell.
I know. Where, you know, I've just been, you know, taking care of the monthly audio boom fees and so forth, and all, the microphones and
you're
all this.
You're a heck of a guy.
I'm a giver.
You are.
I give and I keep giving.
Yes. And you give us your time, Andy.
Well, thanks.
You know?
Thanks, buddy.
You give us our time. But you're not really giving it because you're spending time with us. And it's, and you know.
And
it's
when like, you spend just, it, you get it.
Yeah. I feel, I'm richer.
I don't even
I'm
know
richer.
I
don't even know. But I'm richer for this experience.
I will look into it. It's something that could be done.
Okay. Let's do it.
I don't know.
That's what, but what about the structure? That's it? Or do we want
to... You know, I just maybe we could work on having more structure. You know, like...
More structure in my life.
I'll give you an example. When you tell a story, from here on out, maybe you could bother having a point.
No. Well, my entire life has been not having a point, so why should I start now?
Anyway, so moving on.
I'm the king of pointless stories.
You excel at it. It's
my superpower.
By the way, we're in the middle of my fantasy football game. Should we check in and see how we're doing?
You can go ahead.
What's the score here?
This is the most football I've watched all year, by the way.
Is it really?
Talking to you, yes.
I didn't get the Sunday ticket this year. So I'm watching whatever. I wish I could see the Colts games. I can't. I just have to, you know, trust that they're doing
well. Hey, okay.
But they're up 10 points with 5 minutes to go on the Atlanta Falcons. That's fantastic.
Have you seen any Antonio Brown news? Have you heard the latest on the Antonio Brown news?
Yeah. Wow.
What a weekend.
This has been the most eventful.
Is this the biggest meltdown in NFL history? In pro sports history?
Has to be close. I mean, like, Terrell Owens was, you know, pretty crazy there for a while. But nothing compared to this.
No way.
He wasn't really committing crimes, allegedly.
And he wasn't... Okay, I told Sammy I was going to read this.
And, Aaron Hernandez murdering people.
Right, but this is
probably the top.
Yeah,
that's the craziest.
But that's a different level of crazy. That's psychopath crazy. This is shooting yourself in the foot with your mouth crazy.
And that's shooting someone else in the foot.
Yeah. Jeez. So Sammy sent this to me, and I was like, I have to read this. It's a tweet from Field Yates. I don't know who that is, if it's like a writer or whatever.
Field Yates, I know that name.
Okay. And he says, if Antonio Brown does not wind up receiving his $9 million signing bonus from the Patriots, the first $5 million was due to be paid on Monday, he will go from a $30 million guarantee in March to $9 million guaranteed to just $158,333 made for 2019.
Wow.
And I believe he didn't make a dollar from the Raiders, and they fined him over $200,000.
Right.
So he might actually owe the league $42,000 this year.
Right.
And starting at the beginning, would have made $30 million.
Right. And he now tweeted this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Or Instagram, or whatever. Where he said, I'm not coming back to the league because these owners can break deals. People can read your social media.
I think he took a veiled shot at Robert Kraft.
Oh, did. And Roethlisberger.
He said NFL Players Association.
Oh, okay.
And
NFLPA?
Yeah. Why can't they hold that against the owners or something like that? But
and he took a shot at Shannon Sharpe as well.
Oh, I didn't get that. Where was that one?
Shannon Sharpe was, the commentator on CBS was saying, he should get his act together and take responsibility for what he's doing. And Antonio Brown put up a screenshot of Shannon Sharpe investigated for sexual assault or whatever from, 8-9 years ago or whenever that thing happened.
You know what's just amazing about this? The XFL is just getting more interesting. You know he's going to play in the XFL.
Oh,
it's going to be either the Canadian Football League or the XFL, man.
Oh,
and I want to see him play for the Los Angeles Extreme or something like that. Do the stupid sprint to the 50. Oh, Antonio, can you imagine watching Antonio Brown playing in the Canadian Football League?
It would be.
It's like, this is the generational talent. The best wide receiver in the NFL, and nobody wants you. Although there was speculation that the Washington Redskins are such scumbags that they're willing to. They were thinking about paying him like the league minimum.
Antonio Brown could play every position. Like, he could play quarterback, throw the ball really high in the air, and run down and catch the contested catch.
And nobody wants to deal with him because he's such a lunatic. Yeah. And he literally talked himself out of $30 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even fathom that. If you're making $30 million and I'm like, I want to go play for the Patriots. I'm like, I'll lose for the rest of my life to make $30 million.
I don't know what the deal was, but you have to imagine that the deal that the Patriots made with him included a clause where they said, if you act like a crazy person, we're canceling this.
I think that's why I don't know. I think that's like how the bonus worked out. I think the bonus was, his salary was. I don't know. There was something in it that was like, yes, we can cut you. You're basically on a week-to-week basis, but we can cut you. I think the $5 million, they were going to give him the $5 million just to sign, and then he was playing game check by game check. So when they cut him, they didn't owe him anymore. But they cut him before they even paid him his bonus. So he didn't get any. He got one game check for $152,000.
It's amazing.
And he still caught a touchdown.
Anyway, that's not what people are worried about. Okay. People are worried. People are concerned about how I'm doing in my fantasy football game this week. Let me see. What do we got? The Packers are up. What do we got going on? I've got Aaron Rodgers going. He's got 19 points for me. I've got a total of 72
points. What's your record so far?
I'm 2-0.
Are you?
Yes. I've got twice as many points as Courtland Cox. Cordy, I used to be a producer for Kevin and Bean. That's the squirrel that I'm going against this week.
I'm 1-1, and I'm doing particular. I've got right now, halfway through the first games of the day, I've got a 29% chance of winning.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Exactly.
And who are you playing this week?
I don't know. We don't use names. So, like somebody named Meat or Little Big Dog or something.
Meat or Little Big Dog. I remember them well. So yesterday, that moves us to our next item of discussion. Mm-hmm. Yesterday.
Nice structure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We're in Target, and Silas is getting a birthday present for one of his friends who has a birthday the same, within hours of Silas's, actually. They were born hours apart. We were walking the halls of Cedar Sinai, the maternity ward, the same time. And Laura had Silas at like 11 o'clock at night. This other kid came at 1 o'clock the next morning.
Did you know these people?
Well, we didn't know them then.
Okay.
But then Laura, you know, enters the Studio City Moms Club or whatever, you know, where you get together and have play dates with their babies and whatever. And she sees this woman. She goes, "You look familiar." Coming to find out they were the same. And so many similarities between them and us. Like our anniversary is the same, and like there are like 20 different things that are exactly the
it's
same.
Like the bizarro world,
really,
jammies.
Really, yeah, really weird. And I thought we were that, but anyway, we're in Target, and I happen to see something for $2 as we're looking for a present for this kid. And here's what I found.
Yeah, you shouldn't even open that.
They're a pack of trading cards,
right?
They're a Score trading card, NFL trading cards. And who's on the cover?
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck.
That might be worth money.
And it says there are like 12 cards in here. I wonder if like one's Antonio Brown. What would this package be worth if you could know what was in it?
Hey, you want to hear another thing I forgot to bring up about Antonio Brown?
No.
Guess who's on the cover of John Madden Football last year?
No. Really?
Yep.
The Madden curse continues?
Yep. This might be the worst Madden curse of all time.
That's the best. It just keeps getting worse.
Oh, God.
So, like, if the NFL comes to you and says, Odell, would you like to
just run? Just run. Are you going to open them up?
Should I?
Yes, absolutely.
But is it worth less if I open them up?
Yes.
Well, then I don't want to open them up.
Oh, what are you going to do? 30 years from now, sell it for
$650? $650. $6.50.
Open it up.
Should I?
Yeah, go back tomorrow and buy a couple more packs.
I'm afraid to.
Don't live in fear.
People are going to beat me there.
Okay. All right. First of all, hold up. Wait.
Oh, they won't hear this podcast.
Are you
going to
do this like a child? No, stop.
How do I do it?
Use your fingers. Okay, let me paint a picture.
No.
He's literally opening up the card pack with scissors.
Yes, I don't want to besmirch the foil.
I'm just gonna cut.
Scissors. You hear it?
This is how hippies open football cards.
Here. It's almost open. Here it goes.
This is...
Okay, don't want to touch the actual
cards. Get my finger grease on it.
Let's see who's on
it. Oh. Who do you think?
Jabril Peppers.
Oh, good one.
Darius Leonard, linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts.
This is just...
It's fantastic.
Amazing radio.
Dak Prescott.
Oh!
Vernon Davis.
Did you collect football cards when you were a kid?
Nope.
Is that the first pack you've ever opened?
Yep.
Wow.
Kyle Juszczyk.
I saw him pop his football card cherry.
Demonte Kazee. I don't even know who the hell that is. Is that Buccaneers?
Did you ever buy any kind of cards?
No. My brother did. I never did.
You just... did you collect? Did you collect anything when you were a kid? Rocks. Leaves.
Exotic viruses. Aaron Donald.
Monarch.
Look at that.
Oh, no. That's a good one.
That's a moment.
It's a glossy
one,
too.
A glossy moment card from Aaron Donald.
I bet you that's worth at least $2.
Marcus Mariota. Ooh, that'll be worth a half bucket of warm spit.
Any Steelers?
Nope. Oh. Devin White of the LSU Tigers. Why do I have that?
Maybe he's...
And David Bluff from Purdue.
Maybe those are...
Wait, where's the Andrew Luck card? Just on the outside?
Yeah.
Or, there's one more in here.
You don't get guaranteed. There's a reason. You
I thought it was guaranteed that I get
no.
him. Son of a bitch. Is that right? Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
I've never heard of him.
The Florida Gators. All right. Well, there you go. Chauncey Gardner. Being There.
Hingle McCringleberry.
You ever watch that movie, Being There?
Uh-uh.
The character Chauncey Gardner, he's... Well, I guess he's like autistic. It's played by, what's his name? Not Gene Kelly, is it? Who is it?
Oh, it's Black and White?
No. It was like from like 1971, yeah. 2, something like that. It's he's
cut off.
I think he's autistic. He's a grown man. He's like, 65 years old or something. But... everything he says is so simplistic that people mistake it for incredibly deep. And so, like, there's this billionaire, where he lives in his house and he keeps him around because he thinks that he's this incredibly, perspicacious, this person who has
this
all
movie
this.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. But he was actually, his name is Chauncey, and he was working in the gardener. Working in the garden. So he goes,
he's working on the gardener.
He was working in the garden. Jeez, so they said, it's Chauncey, the gardener. And so they somehow thought, I forget all the details, but it's been a long time since I've seen it. It's been 40 years since I've seen it. But they call him Chauncey Gardner. And so like all of these little things. And this businessman, this investor asks some questions. And he's like, what do you think, Chauncey? Like, I think that you... must nourish the roots for the tree to grow. And he's talking about putting fertilizer in the box with this tree.
I guess.
He's like, Chauncey, that's it. Oh, my God. You're saying we need to work on infrastructure if we want the... Oh, my... Call so-and-so. But, it's like everything that he says is, this genius thing. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going.
I need to make points in my stories?
This guy is named after... You would have to imagine that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is named after Chauncey Gardner.
Did that guy play football? Chauncey Gardner in the Gardner?
No. No. But it's just
Why
like,
would you name your child after an autistic person that has been...
I don't know if he's autistic. But he was simple. I don't know what the Simple exact man. Term. I don't know if he was on a. I don't mean to diagnose his particular situation. It was a fictional character, for fuck's sake. Anyway, but
can I have the last 3 minutes of my life back? Please?
This goes to a point.
I'm not. Oh, here's the point. Go ahead.
I have another point.
Thank you. Is it the point or another point? Because I missed the first one. You can't say another if the first one wasn't there. The first.
I hate this man. I hate him.
Go ahead. What's your point?
I'm at the draft like 10 years ago, and somebody talks about...
Wait, the real NFL draft?
No.
Oh, the fantasy football
One draft. Of my friends is talking about the name DeBrickashaw Ferguson, a lineman that played in the NFL.
Still does, doesn't he?
Does he still?
I think.
Okay. DeBrickashaw, mm-hmm. D'Brickashaw Ferguson.
He got drafted by the Jets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And somebody said, where do you get a name like that? Where do you get a name like that? I said, you know what? I think I know. He's like, how do you know? I'm like, it just kind of sounds like... Did you ever see the movie The Thornbirds or the miniseries The Thornbirds? I'm like,
no.
He's like, no. I said, well, in it, there is a character, and it's Father DeBrickasar. de Bricassart. It's French. Father de Bricassart.
Okay.
I think his parents were fans of the Thornbirds and named their kid de Brickashaw after that. He's like, you're full of shit. Don't you know? I go home and I do some research and there's
that's
a story
exactly
about him. That's
what
exactly,
it is.
Precisely what happened. De Brickashaw Ferguson's parents were fans of. So I think Chauncey Gardner Johnson's folks were big fans of being there.
My favorite player is God Sham God.
What?
My favorite player is God Sham God.
Who's God Sham God?
He's a basketball player. I think he played for like Providence or something, or I don't know, one of the New England schools, but his name was God Sham God.
God Sham God.
They're fans of God. They probably saw a movie about God. Said, I think we should name him God. Okay.
Is he a sham? No, he's God.
God Sham God.
All right. Should we listen to see if there are any messages?
Sure.
I'm dubious.
Hey, I need to do corrections and retractions.
You do?
Corrections and retractions.
Why do I have like three
I got an
minute
email,
long messages here?
And I am willing to admit that I was wrong, and I got an email from, hold on, let me open this up. Hold on. From Teresa, and in the prior episode, I had said that nachos were invented in the Texas Rangers Stadium. I was wrong.
Uh-huh.
It was where the gooey nacho cheese was invented, not nachos.
I see.
But to me, that's where nachos truly were invented because that's the only way you should eat them, and which is why I'm eating them tonight.
We accept your apology.
Okay, thank you.
I have three. I don't know what this is going to be. I don't listen to these ahead of time. I have three messages from the same day. And they're all 3 minutes long.
Are they all the same number?
Yes. What do you think this is?
I think it's butt dial.
Should I go to the last one?
Let's go to the last one.
I'm going to go to the last one, and we'll listen to it and see what's going on here, if it'll play.
Nope,
God damn it.
Didn't work. I knew we had too high of a batting average lately. I knew that wasn't going to work. So it's still not working.
Bah.
Bah. Curses.
It's a butt dial.
It is a butt dial. I wonder who's butt dial. Let's call them. Ask them why they called. Should we call them?
No.
Why? We can butt dial. Dial them with your butt, and we'll just sit here and talk.
Because they won't know what the fuck we're talking about. They obviously butt dialed us three times.
Well, we'll tell them. They butt dialed us, and we just want to know what's up. How's your butt?
I can't do it. I don't have the strength.
Hey, what do you got on plan today besides a raging kegger with a bunch of 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds?
A little bit later on.
Yeah.
Laura and I.
Yeah.
Are going to see Mark Knopfler.
Right.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about that.
At the Greek Theater.
He's one of your biggies, right?
He is. I know
when we discuss guitar players, he's always one of the ones that's top on your list.
He is. He's amazing. And I've discussed this before. It's like, the example I used before, the metaphor. It's like when you watch Simone Biles do gymnastics.
Right.
She's so good at it that she relieves you of any anxiety that she'll do it poorly.
Right, right.
He is that way. It's like he's so good at it. You just know you can relax
and enjoy it. And it's cliched to say they make it sound easy, but there's people that make it.
Yeah.
That you listen to them and you're like, oh, I should probably pick up guitar and play it because he did it so good that it just seems natural that's how you play guitar. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like, it must be, that sounds, I want to do that. It sounds easy. And then you pick it up and you're just like, I can't even get my finger to do one thing, let alone, all 10 of them.
He's incredible. And Laura and I go on our first date, and on the way to the date, I put in the Making Movies album just in the car because I thought it would be nice, enjoyable music in the background. She's like, I love Dire Straits. I'm like, really? And so we had that bond. That first date happened to be on August 12th, I found out years later. It just occurred to me that was his birthday.
Wow.
So, little kismet going on there.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So any other messages?
Yeah, there are. You want to hear one?
Is it another 3-minute butt dial?
No.
Okay.
It's 51-minute,
51-second
missive from Northeast.
The Lem?
From Northeastern
Oregon.
There
it is.
Here we go.
Bring it in.
Hey, Appers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. Today I was doing bond work, cutting the brush from around the edges. It was so thick you couldn't even tell there was a bond there. Then I cleaned the silt out from the bottom. Pond is about 100 feet by 50 feet.
Did you say pond?
We've had the honor of being the source for ice for the Cove area before they had electricity.
Oh.
I've had my pump going on and off for about a week to empty it. the pond top. Not a bad day for a ditch digging man. Talk to you later.
Hey, have you ever,
I can't imagine that the
have you ever lived the by
parks,
body
park service would want you
what's he doing?
Suck a pond, he's sucking everything, all the water out of a pond.
What for?
To clean the silt out of it. I don't know why.
But what? What's he going to do with the, what's he gonna do with the water?
That's a question for Pond Talk. I don't know. I guess he pumped it somewhere
else. He wants a clean pond? What is he going to do, bathe in it?
I don't know.
Have you ever lived by a body of water?
You act like I would know.
Have you ever lived by a body of water?
Well, I mean, I'm 10 miles away from the
Pacific
Ocean.
No, I mean like on your,
on a lake
or something? Be able to walk out?
No.
Would you want to?
No.
I don't think I would either.
No.
Just too many
mosquitoes.
Critters. Yeah, just snakes.
Can't do it.
Turtles and all his nasty ass. I still water is
it runs deep.
You know how I feel about water critters. They freak me out. I don't like them. You can't see what's down there. It's ugh. They all eat each other. They're nasty. There's 10,000 of them. Gross. Let's just put cement in the ocean.
Hello, yappers. This is Ed from Northeastern Apple Valley.
Can I just stop him right there?
Yeah.
Have I ever told you my plan?
About Ed?
I want Apple Valley and Carmel Valley to merge and become delicious.
Can you? Are they close?
I don't know.
I don't know where Carmel Valley is.
I'm also low energy as well, but the reason I'm low energy is because I'm old as hell like Mark Thompson.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, I was just curious if Low Energy Mike from Oregon would let us know how he became a Yaffer fan. I was just curious about that. And that's all I had to say. I am appreciative of both you guys, or all of you guys when you're together, of the work that you do for this podcast. Because us yappers really enjoy it. So take care and have a good day. Bye.
Well, thank you, Ed.
He's like, when it's just Josh and Andy, you guys suck when you're all together.
That was just great. That was
hey,
pretty much
guess
what, he
what?
Said.
Now our Lem call next week has some structure. Because you got Lem's got an assignment.
Yeah, he's got work. But I think I'm worried that he won't be able to say that without energy.
Because why?
I'm just worried. It's something I worry about.
I think he can do anything without energy.
By the way, that was a call to the YAF line. That number, I know you're going to ask, is 626-657-6428 or O-A-Muck PM Hat. 626-657-6428.
How can somebody get a hold of you, Andy?
Between my legs.
I'm going to just talk all right over top of that number.
DJ
again.
Andy Chanley on Facebook.
Give me the number again.
DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook.
I'm not going to do it this week.
Andy_Chanley on Twitter and Andy Chanley on Instagram.
You proud of me?
It's crazy.
I bit my tongue. Did you see my jaw was quivering?
Yes. white knuckled over there.
Give the number again since I talked all over it.
626-657-6428. Don't do it. How can people get a hold of you?
Don't bother. JoshuaJFlinger@gmail.com.
Send your cock shots.
Yeah, I didn't get any pictures. No dick pics, but I didn't get any dumb pictures this week. But then again, I said last week I was going to put them on Facebook.
If you don't want to send your own, at least send your pets.
Pets what? No, don't get send me dog dick pics.
Maybe send a picture of your cat.
My old dog when I was a kid was
hung. Is that illegal?
My dog was hung like a rhino.
Is that pornography? Is that considered pornography?
I don't think.
If you send animal penis pictures?
I don't know.
Is that possession of pornography?
No, I don't think. I don't know. Because technically they're covered, right? Unless the lip sticks out. My dog, Alex, he was 30% of his body weight was crank, and he would come out and wait till the whole like Christmas or whatever, right, when the whole family was sitting in the living room, and he would lay down in the middle of the living room and just spread his legs and lay out this gigantic crank and just start going to town with his tongue. And it was so gross. And I would just sit there and laugh. And like my grandma's just staring at him. Everybody's just staring at him. He's just like, yep, yep, yep. It's flapping around. It was like he had like a fifth leg.
Clarky's got a set on him.
like my friends commented on it. Like, oh. I remember sitting there and he would come in and start doing that. My friends would be like, holy crap, look at your dog's crank. And I'm like, I know. And then Charlie, he's got this little thing that looks like a thimble. I think it's a teat. I'm not even sure. It's
a wiener. Look at your dog's crank. When
people that you know don't like you. That's a way to end the show. Trench friendships end. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
How's my team doing? I need to know.
Alex was his name.
This isn't going to go well.
And he ran away. He ran away, and they found him. Like, we put an advertisement in the paper, mm-hmm. and we found him a week later, and somebody had taken him, and he was out by the porn shop. My dad said
it is pornography.
Yeah, my dad. Well, met my dad said the reason we found him is he ran out of quarters. That's what my dad said to like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah.